Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the full moon that's occurring on January 25th, 2024, and we're going to break down each life path number and the energies that you could be working with around this full moon. Before we get into the forecast, of course, this is a general reading. If you would like a personalized reading or forecast, please take a look at my website and see which service best works for you. I'd love to work with you. You can book some time with me there. The link for that is in the description box below. All right, let's take a look. Life Path 22-4. So for you all, you're going to be working with the energies of the 11-2 and snail energy. So with this, there's this element of, well, let's look at the 11-2 first. So with the 11-2, there's this element of, there can be additional challenges under this vibration. So that say, you know, those challenges sort of force us to look at, are we doing what's most aligned with our spirit, with our heart, what feels aligned? Or are we committed to and continue to show up to invest our energy into things that deplete us, that are more of a burden, right? Where are we investing our energy into, or who? And so the 11-2 is going to bring up the challenges in the areas where, you know, we are depleting ourselves, where we are committed to things that leave us feeling drained or overburdened or overcommitted. And so it really is, the 11-2 is really about balance at the end of the day, right? It's about inspiration and balance. And so wherever it is that you may be out of balance, whether it's between home and work life, between, you know, burning the candle at both ends of being overworked and not having enough downtime or time for joy and play and exploration in your life, et cetera, et cetera. The 11-2 is going to put up the challenges or the hurdles in the areas where it is that you need more balance and maybe you're losing sight of where that is. So that will likely come into your awareness at this time with this full moon. And with the full moon being about completion and closing things out, right? And greater awareness about a situation in order to make modifications and adjustments, the full moon and the 11-2 are working in tandem to say there needs to be more balance in these certain areas of your life. and the full moon is going to show you where that is if you're not already fully aware of it, which you probably are. But it's really like pushing you to make those adjustments, like find, you know, try new things to find where it is that you can reach that balance or that equilibrium. And it could also be about, you know, this energy of the 11-2 could really bring in that focus on your 22 energy, the twos, right? About working with others and collaboration and partnership. So this can be a great time to connect with people who have similar value systems or hold the same vision. And the two of you collaborating together can really just open up a whole world for you and the other person in order to achieve these goals, right? To accomplish whatever it is that you're setting out to accomplish. So allowing new perspectives to come in can actually help you to work smarter, not harder, whether it's in relationships or whether it's in, you know, work, etc. But with it being two energy, there's definitely going to be something around relationships, like relating to other people. And where is it that that might be misaligned or out of balance? Where when it comes to how you communicate with others, how you show up to connections, whether it is that you do take other people's ideas into consideration, or are you so solution focused that it's your way or the highway type of thing? And that's just a part of the journey for 22 fours and fours that we all have to move through, right? Where it's like, because fours again are very solution focused. And so you see the solution, you want to go for it. And you know it's going to work. So you don't need another perspective or so you think. But where that where that new perspective can come in and be really beautiful is it can help you to work smarter, not harder, and to get to that goal and to get to that solution more quickly and more efficiently and effectively. So I think you'll see some themes come up around this full moon around your connections, how you relate to others, how you let other people in, your vulnerability, where it is that maybe you can open yourself up a little bit more and let other people in to assist while also working alongside of them, right? And then what's interesting with snail energy is it just sort of reiterates this need for pacing, right? Steadiness and patience, which is such a big, that's, you know, patience is a virtue, right? But what's interesting is the journey of the four, the 22-4 is all about learning where it is that we could be more patient, where we could gain or where we would benefit from being more patient. And so this really is a lifetime or a journey of patience and being okay with not having that instant gratification and, you know, building something sustainable and building something for the long term and having the patience in order to do that. So with snail energy coming through, it's just telling me that whatever it is that you're working through at this time, whatever challenges, whatever it is, whatever connections, this is going to be something that needs your time and dedication and patience with. So again, you could see that what comes up for you around this full moon is where it is that you need to have more patience with others, more understanding, more empathy, and more compassion. Not everybody sees the world the way you do, and not everyone, you know, maybe has access to the same things you have access to. And so having patience and understanding to know that, you know, giving the other person grace, I guess is what I'm trying to say. And just like you would want from them as well. So you may see situations come up where it is that you could have more patience for others and for yourself as well. I think that's going to be a theme for around this full moon. But definitely if opportunities come in for you to work with others, collaborate with others, share ideas, brainstorm, see new perspectives and different perspectives. This is a great time to entertain that and to really be open to it. And again, be patient with others. Also, if others are unable to see your greater vision, to have patience with that. Sometimes we have to build it first and then show them how it works before they can grasp it and understand, right? So having that patience and understanding that not everyone can see your vision the way that you can see it. So it might be that you have to build it first and then explain it once it's done so that they can see how it works. And then you might get the buy-in. So, but I do think relationships, and I would say not necessarily just romantic relationships, but I think that's going to be the theme around this full moon and patience. So relationships and patience and collaboration. So I hope it's a beautiful full moon for you all. Take care. Bye for now, 22s.